Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, super important topic today. Very important. How do I want to talk about it? Here's what I want to say. Heart failure. I don't even know how to begin this, but the only thing is I can make a reference to what we all saw on national TV on a football field not very long ago. So if you're thinking to yourself that you know everything you need to know about heart failure, I want you to think again. You know, joining me here today is Dr. Faraz Ahmed, who is a cardiologist, associate director at Northwestern Medicine. And here's what I want to say about him, and he's going to say it about himself. Those of us that went through life, and like me, had my favorite uncle, the best of shape, the guy was a rock, pass away unexpectedly. My stepmom literally heart exploded. What happens with this is you go on a mission, but I'm not the incredible doctor joining me here today who dedicates his life each and every day, not just to prevention, but how do we take our technology and how do we make it work for our lives? Doctor, it's great to have you here. Thank you for joining me. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. And thank you for that kind introduction. I'm really excited to be here.
I want to ask you, you know, I know why I'm excited to talk about this. I've seen what happens. But what touched your heart? What got you in this direction that said, this is where I want to specialize? These are the people I want to help.
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I think in medical school, I fell in love with cardiovascular physiology and just really excited me. It really wasn't until I was an intern at the University of Pennsylvania when I decided I wanted to specialize in cardiology and heart failure specifically. I remember a patient and being part of the team that got to speak to her when she was offered a new heart. She'd been waiting in the ICU for a really long time. And we got to talk to her and her family, and just seeing that, being part of that experience and her care during her ICU stay and afterwards really just shaped my thinking on what I want to do with my career and the type of patients I want to treat.
And, you know, what I love about this is it was so great to introduce you, Doctor, you know, as, you know, cardiologist, associate director. Congratulations. But, you know, I always know that deep in our hearts, there is something, and it's something so important. It touches us on a pathway that, you know, sometimes we feel we're destined to, even though the road is pretty rocky. But today's show really is to really look at the advancements. And you know, I love that we can say AI now in the world, and we're not scaring half the people that hear it. Right.
Right. No, I completely agree. I mean, you know, you see AI everywhere outside our lives, and more we're seeing it in healthcare. And one of our goals is to really figure out how do we best use this technology, what are the studies we need to do, and can it really help?
Yeah. Look, let's have the state of affairs right now. Give us the information. I know research, your organization is so absolutely drawn, and you know the validity of the researcher provide. Give us an update. Where are we? Give us some information that would allow people to know, wow, is this really happening in this field?
Yeah. So I'll start with talking about AI in general in cardiovascular care. So I think there are a lot of opportunities to use AI in cardiovascular care. You know, over 500 companies have algorithms approved by the FDA under their AI approval processes. I think about 20% are cardiovascular. And they're being used in a wide range of data, whether they're images, ECG, other types of EHR data. But I would say it's still early days in healthcare. We're still in the process of testing these algorithms, trying to the evidence support their wider use, and trying to figure out the value to patients overall. So I think there's a lot of promise, but we still need to do a lot more work to get the evidence to really support the use of these technologies. I will say more broadly in cardiovascular care and heart failure, there have been a lot of amazing advancements, procedures we offer, the devices we offer, and even the medication. So it's a really exciting time for cardiovascular care more general and also at the intersection of cardiovascular care and AI.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about this because there are different levels of this, and let's just talk to them. You know, many people don't know that, you know, when we're talking about heart patients, certainly my mom did not have a clue. We didn't know what we know today. But for my stepmom, my mom, we did not know the symptoms that led up. If we did, we may have been able to stop that. And so do patients know, or do we know, what degree of heart patients have what you all call advanced heart failure?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now we estimate about 6 million U.S. adults have heart failure. We think that's going to grow to up to 8 million by 2030. So we really think it's going to continue to grow and continue to have a huge impact on patient lives and public health. So there isn't a single, there's multiple studies that have looked at the prevalence of advanced heart failure. It probably ranges somewhere between 5 up to 25% of patients. And so these are patients with severe symptoms of heart failure, despite being on the best medical therapies available. And so these are the type of patients we want to get in to see heart failure specialists as soon as we can.
You know, and let's talk about this. I want to talk about treatment. I want to talk about lifestyle. I want to talk about what people need to know when they walk away from here today, because I think this is one of those fields, when I look at it, it's so open for things like, you know, nanotechnology. And it really is. It's wide open. And there have been so many advancements, right, doctor, already that we don't know about. But let me ask you, if you had to pick your top three on the 2023 hit parade that you wanted to share with people, what would you want to tell us?
So it's a great question. So I guess I'll start with an oldie but a goodie. So for patients with weak heart muscle, so heart failure with reduced ejection fractions, we have so much evidence, including with some newer drugs, that being on what we call foundational medical therapy really improves quality of life, prevents hospitalizations, and improves survival. And so just getting patients on, and we know that they're overall undertreated in the US and around the world, that patients, for whatever reason, for a lot of reasons, complicated reasons, aren't getting the meds. So I think as a heart failure community, we really embrace the call to action to get patients on these medications at scale. Mm-hmm. Number two, I would say there's a lot of advances in heart valve procedures. So we can fix valves that we couldn't fix previously, like the tricuspid valve on the right side of the heart, using minimally invasive technology. So that's a really exciting advancement. And three is hard because there are so many. But I think I'll mention one that happened a few years ago. There's a new version of a heart pump that came out called the Heart Pump 3. And we have more and more data, including new data from this year, that the 5-year survival after having this heart pump placed is really good with a really low complication rate. So that was really exciting to our field and just helps us even get more patients the right information to make a decision about whether to proceed with the heart pump.
You know, I'm going to date myself a little bit, if you don't mind, because you kind of went old school on me. I'm going to just like talk about it for a minute. You know, once upon a time, the idea of a transplant or replacement was like just like a ridiculous idea, right? So I am so impressed by where you are, where your organization is, and what you're doing. Let's jump to the conversation about advancement in technology, because this is a field you and I love, right? I love the fact that the advancement in technology, and we built our own technology for positive talk. But I want to hear from you. What excites you when you start to think, wow, AI, technology, today, the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just so many opportunities here. And I love that our health system and our Cardiovascular Institute has made such a big investment in this space. We've hired a team of engineers. We have a first of its kind fellowship. We're actually training doctors, cardiovascular fellows in AI and cardiovascular medicine to push the frontiers forward. So I think there's so much to be excited about in this space. I'm personally excited about this idea of using all the data that's out there to find patients with gaps in quality of care and getting them care sooner. And that's work we've done around our advanced heart failure. We're soon going to push the envelope earlier and trying to find people to early detect the prevention of, to target strategies to prevent heart failure, to diagnose different types of heart failure earlier and get them targeted treatments. So I think that this targeting using existing data space is really exciting for me personally.
Yeah. You're talking about something really important. Let's talk about what you just said. I want to break it down into my language. Make sure I don't misrepresent you. Yeah. What I hear you saying is that once upon a time, we had these general notions about heart health care, right? Eat well, exercise, right? We had general information. Now what I hear is the data, the science, the AI is allowing us to be more specific, customized, you know, have solutions for people that are going to fit who they are, their situation, and what the options are for their future. Is that an aspect of AI that is now allowing us to do this where we didn't have that before?
I think what you're describing is exactly where we want to head in the future. How do we tailor precise therapies to patients based on all of these characteristics? I think we're heading there, and we're part of some large studies. One's called HeartShare, funded by the NIH. That's going to help us get to that, hopefully get to that future. Right now, I think AI can help us find these misdiagnoses, things like cardiac amyloidosis that we're missing by combing through images, notes. And then we have medications that we know work for amyloid, and we get the patient's right medications. So I think there's two parts to it, and it's a quickly evolving space.
I love it. I want to talk to you. I know this time is short. Let's make sure we give out your website, because that's always important. These interviews are so short. People want to know more. How do they find out more about this?
So there's lots more information about the Bloom-Carrester Institute at heart.nm.org. You can learn more about all the different treatments we offer, as well as our work in the Center for AI.
Look, first of all, congratulations to you and the folks where you are. So what I'm always impressed by is every time I do one of these interviews and I think about what you're doing, cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine, what you're building out, you know, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute. I mean, I can go on. It's just amazing to have that many just talented, bright people looking out for us. See, that's the way I see it. I want to ask you this question. Where are we today? What are the options for people today? If somebody's listening to this, what do we want to tell them their possibilities are?
So I think I'd tell them to, you know, listen to their body and take good care of themselves and focus on healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, exercising. And then if you have a cardiovascular condition already, seek out care from a high quality place and make sure that everyone's looking at you closely and taking good care of you.
On a personal note, I know every time I do one of these, I can't help think of the people that I lost. And, you know, lost them at different times where now I know with my mom, when she was talking to me, you know, her demeanor, her mood, what was going on with her. I now know if that would have happened to me again, I have more information. We have more information that we'd be able to say, Mom, go in, get a checkup, you know, get you. I want to ask you, on a personal note, what can we say to people from a preventative perspective?
I think, thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry for your loss. I think listen, trust yourself. You know, if you think there's something wrong with you or a loved one, I think reach out to your medical team. And if it's an emergency, call 911. You know, if it's not an emergency, reach out to us. We're here. We're part of your team. We want to help you and your family. And just, I think it's better to ask than not to.
You know, last question. On a personal note, what's your personal message, Doctor? What would you like to leave us with today?
I would like to say that I think that the field of healthcare is going to be changed by AI eventually. But we need a lot of work to get there. And we hope to partner with patients and companies and others to really help create the future of healthcare, which will involve AI.
Thank you so much. Website, one more time.
Heart.nm.org.
Thank you so much. For those of you out there, lots of information. You know, we love having the team join us here. Every interview we do is jam-packed. It's leading edge. It's out in front of things. Please share that link, share this interview, share the information with people that are close to you. And please make sure you know there are always possibilities. We'll see you next time.
expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.